Welcome, everybody. It is Monday, August 7th, and this is the mindfulness coaching call. I encourage you to come on camera if you're comfortable doing that and join me. I see some familiar faces, some new faces, some people I know by name, but not faces. Today we're going to be playing with intuition, and I want to play with some tools, some practical ways to utilize intuition. And I also want to learn from you all how you utilize intuition in your life. And that'll be our talk. So first we'll do a little bit of a centering to ground ourselves, to embody ourselves. And just get comfortable with wherever you are. And feel free to wiggle your body or do anything you need to do to drop into your being. We'll be doing a little bit of breath work just to center ourselves. So if you breathe deep into your belly, letting your belly expand and release. And take another breath. And release. And another breath, breathing all the way into your toes, into your fingertips, into all the cells in your body. And release. And then breathing naturally, appreciating yourself for your own being, for no reason, just simply enjoying yourself. Appreciating your environment, anything around you, any aspect external that you can appreciate, and returning to yourself and appreciating yourself again. Letting go of anything that's been tight in yourself, any kind of things that come up in protest, you can just let those drop for now. As you get comfortable in this new experience, this brand new you. Continuing to breathe, allowing yourselves that nourishment that breathing does for you. Releasing any little spots that feel tight in your system, in your body. Dropping into the core of the earth. You can imagine a cord going through your body into the center of the earth, into the magma. And a cord going up into the heavens, into the universe, out the top of your head. And feeling your heart in the center. That massive amount of love that the universe is, that you're a part of. That unconditional love. And breathing. Wiggling your body gently, moving, noticing your body. Back to appreciating yourself for no reason except that it's nice to appreciate. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes gently. So, how's everybody doing? See some nods, some thumbs up. It's good. I feel much better than I did before the call. I was very nervous. So let's see. The talk is on intuition. And I have so many ideas about intuition. In the past few years, I've been doing a lot of dreaming and recalling a lot of dreams, and that's been a fun way to guide me in my life. One simple things is that a fun tip if you want to play dreams and intuition is if you have a dream and there's some corresponding physical location in your physical reality. It might be different in the dream. It often is, but there might be, you know, like it was kind of like that grocery store, or it's kind of like that one place, that park or whatever. You can go there the next day in your physical life and see what happens. And it's pretty magical. Like you might have some really fun times. You might meet some fun people. And it seems very spontaneous too. It's very synchronistic. And our logical mind, which we often rely on or overly rely on in the Western culture, is often baffled by how real the intuitive world and the dream world can be. And so I encourage you all to play with just something as simple as that. Or if you have a dream with a friend, you could call them and tell them about your dream and just see what that's like for you and also for them. Other ways that intuition has informed my life in practical ways. I learned to drive intuitively, which is super fun. And so my town has a lot of windy roads, and it's not very grid-like. So it's a lot of the roads were built on old burrow paths, old donkey paths, and things like that. So when I'm driving somewhere in my town, I will often just take whatever feels like a fun route, and then I'll get to where I'm going. Another thing I found is if you're gonna go to like a grocery store or an event and you have an idea in your head, right? Like that's the grocery store. I know when they're open, I know when they're closed. I'll get there, they have this thing I like. But you get a no, right? There's just some intuitive no. You're like, it's like, no, don't go to the grocery store. But you override it. You're like, no, I know the grocery store. I'm going there. And then you go there, they'll either be closed or the road is closed on the way, or they're out of that thing that you wanted. And if you like, I would often be playing with the intuition, right? Like I'd be like, I really want this. And I get this strong no. And then I'd be like, no, I want to know why. And I would only find out why it was a no if I went. And I'd be like, oh, okay. Like I had no idea that, they changed their hours of operation or whatever. So these are fun ways that I use intuition in my life. I also use them with planning, and I often don't know why it's a no until later or a yes. Sometimes I have some kind of bias or negative judgment. I'm like, no, but then I get this yes. It's like, yeah, you should go to that. And I'm like, okay, fine. And then I usually have a good time. So these are some ways that I use intuition in my life, and I have a lot of fun doing it. And I also don't like, I have a very intellectual mind and I like to know things. And so it's a fun way of me exercising a different aspect of myself that is new for me. And yeah. I'm curious if any of you have fun ways that you use intuition in your life. Does anyone feel like sharing real quick? Just like a couple ideas? And maybe it's new for you. Maybe you can't think of any examples. That's okay. I know, a lot of the most powerful moments in my life, I never really planned them, right? I've had a feeling and I went somewhere and then I met someone and I fell in love with them or something. It wasn't like, my strict logical planning. And that's always fun to know in terms of my own intellect and then my own intuitive guidance. Yeah, Woody.
Or a lot of studies
You're cutting
are
out
close. Am I cutting out?
yeah. Is anyone else? Yeah, okay.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Okay, if I'm cutting out, I have to be a spectator.
Okay. We will
Am I
imagine
still
image.
cutting out?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try and touch then.
Okay. Does anyone else have anything they want to share?
I often have the experience that I don't listen to my intuition and I pay for it after.
Yes.
And then I go, why didn't I slow down enough to hear it? You too. So that's, yeah. So I can see the combination of why mindfulness and intuition makes a lot of sense.
Yep. I know that one well. And then it's like, then later it's like, damn it, I knew it. I knew it wasn't going to work, even though I pushed it or I tried or I, somethinged. Yeah.
that thing that you're talking about, I ignore it sometimes, and sometimes I will argue with it. And my worst example of ignoring it, I wanted to go get a Coke at like 10 o'clock at night. I was studying back in school, and I wanted to go get a Coke, and there was just right down the road, there was this little shop, and it's like, I'm just going to go down there and get it. And something just kept saying, don't go there. And I remember stopping in the parking lot and thinking, this is silly, and arguing with it. And I went there anyway. And and for my ignorance, I got punched in the face and 6 stitches in my cheek.
Wow.
Just for being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Wow. But I've also had positive experiences where I did follow a nudge, and really wonderful things happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes it's not logical, right? I was in Sedona, and I was in a Whole Foods in Sedona, and there was this girl sitting at this table, and I kept getting this like, go talk to her. And I was like, no, like, and it just kept, you know, it was very insistent. And I was like, okay, fine. And I had a conversation with her about life, and like, it was great. It was all about where we were at. And we had a similar theme where we were at in that moment that we were both kind of working on in our own way. And it was interesting. And I wouldn't have had that experience if I hadn't just been like, okay. And I even went up to her and I said, hey, I keep getting this thing that I'm supposed to talk to you. So what's going on? And that's fun. It's fun too, because it shows how connected we are, right? So you get that no, and it's like, don't go there. And you're like, but why? Like, I know that place. They have the, you know, they have the soda I want, whatever. And it's like, no, don't, not tonight. Because it also tells you that the guidance, the how connected we are to the whole, it knows not only location, right? So when we think of a store, we have an idea about what it is, like, or a place in our minds, as if it's a static thing, but it's actually a continual thing. And same with people, right? So if you know, you might have a great time with someone sometimes and not at other times. And if your intention is to connect with them in a fun way, then maybe listening to like, oh, I'm not going to hang out right now. And you don't know why, but that's a fun one I learned too. Like if I felt that I needed to cancel something, and the other person's like, oh yeah, that's great, because today doesn't work for me either. It's like, oh, okay. It's a unified thing. It's not a separate thing. So, yeah. Yeah. Anne.
Hi. I'm so sorry I was late today. So I hope y'all don't mind if I jump in.
Sure.
As I've listened to everyone, what I've thought about is how sometimes we get that, or I'll get that hit in sort of information or sort of a ding-a-ling. And, it often doesn't require like me to heed it, you know, like it's not saying go, it's not saying stop, it's just saying, huh. And I think where I think some opportunities are for me are in remembering that, because those are the things I look back and I say, oh yeah, when I met that person, I knew that, but it wasn't necessary like, oh, proceed or don't proceed. But then, you know, time goes on and I don't come back to that. And so there's something about carrying that intuitive thread and having enough space around my interactions with people and in life and engagement for it to, what needs to rise to the surface, rise to the surface.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's fun. It reminds me like what's important, I think, to convince the rational mind the importance of intuition is to actually give it little tools, like give it experiments to try out, right? So like this week, I encourage all of you to play with that, right? And to keep it simple, like yes or no questions, like, you know, should I call this person, or should, you know, little things around your life, and then sit with yourself and feel and make it binary so it's not as confusing. Is it like a yes or a no? Does it feel good or not? Like, am I going to the store or not? Should I get that Coke in the middle of the night or no? And it might be a resounding yes. And, you know, maybe you're scared of going out at night and then it's like, oh, wow, it wasn't scary. And then, so there's like different lessons that will be kind of, you'll get the opposite of your patterns often, I find. Like my comfortable habits will get stretched a little bit. And that's really fun. Yeah, so I think shopping is perfect. One I love is going to restaurants and opening a menu, and instead of reading everything and trying to intellectually get an idea about, you know, okay, what's the best thing for me right now, and then just kind of drawn to something and like, I'm gonna order this, and you can't even pronounce it, you don't know what it is, but it's fun. That's one. I love that one. Yeah, food is a good one. Let's see, what else do I have in my notes? Oh, also, in conversation, if you can, so conversation can go any way, right? And if you want to have a good time, if you can like focus on the positive or what you're passionate about or what feels like the lighter, more connective aspects, the conversation can go to really high experiences of like a shared conversation that my friend and I were playing with a lot. So because sometimes, I don't know about you, but I'll have so many things I want to talk about when I'm having a good conversation with someone. And if you can drop the things that are like a little less resonant than the things that are a little more resonant, the conversation will spiral and spiral upward and upward. And that's a really fun experience. And I think that's useful in coaching, because you, not to avoid anything that needs to be talked about, but also to like, if you can go in that direction, that's really fun. It's like there's more resonance and more light in the experience of connection. Yeah. I was thinking we could play with that in breakout groups if anyone wants to try that. Yeah? I see some yeses. Okay. Now let's find out how to do breakout groups. I realized I don't think I introduced myself. And I'm Mac Dryden. And I'm the director of the Mindfulness Coaching School currently. And yeah, and I'll be around later too for questions about the school, and I'll stay afterward. We have about another half hour to explore this topic. Now let's see about the breakout groups. Does anyone know the ways of the breakout group? Because if I can't find the breakout group, we can just play in the main group. Oh, there it is. We have 13. So I want to encourage you in the breakout groups to share something you're really into. And also, when you're asking questions, let me make this simple. Ask questions that feel really exciting, and also share things that feel really exciting. So like, see where that resonance, and just kind of drop like your, if you can, drop your reservations, because you might be talking with new people, but just play with it. Play with your own creativity and your own passion about anything. It could be like, I woke up this morning and I sat in my yard and I stared at the flowers and I love flowers. Or it could be, you know, I had a really important something and it was really fun. Okay, let's try this. And then we will meet back in 10 minutes, 5:40. Let's try that. Let's see, move to. Michael, are you there? Or.